back to the show right here at Rosie on the House. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. We're here to take any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. We're here with the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors, Mr. William Mundell. And we've got a couple callers that are lined up with questions specifically about the agency and how it operates. Romy, why don't you bring them into the conversation?
Well, Jack has probably one of the most popular questions we get about it. What about that handyman exemption? Jack, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. For about 20 years, I did landscape grading under a big landscaping contractor in the valley, and then I did it under another contractor, and I retired, 6-7 years ago. But I do a little bit of work when people come and ask me to do it. How much can a person make without having a contractor's license?
Jack, that's a great question. The statute, $1,000 or less, $1,000 or less, you do not have to be licensed, and you can do it as a handyman, but there are a couple exceptions to that. If a permit is required, it could be any dollar amount. It could be $50 if the county or city requires a permit, or a recent change is if it involves electricity, natural gas, or propane, and that's because of the health and safety aspects. So if you're putting in cabinets or carpeting or flooring or anything else that's under $1,000 that doesn't require a permit, you can do it without being licensed. I would say, though, to the broader audience, though, and this may not include you, Jack, so don't be offended by this, but if you don't, handyman a lot of times don't have insurance and they're not bonded. And so if an accident occurs on the homeowner's property, the homeowner can be sued under their liability coverage. But with a licensed contractor, they have insurance, and then also they have to be bonded. So $1,000 or less if no permit or in those exceptions that I talked about.
And that's $1,000 labor and material combined.
That's exactly right, Rosie. Very good point. Combined of labor and materials. And you can't piecemeal it. One day you can't do, and we see that, one day you do, you know, carpeting in the bedroom, and the next day you're on the roof, and the next day you're doing the air conditioning. That we will look at that very closely to see if it's part of a bigger project.
And when you say materials, what if the homeowner is buying it? Does that still come into factor? He needs to see those receipts to know he's under that $1,000?
That's exactly right.
And in this guy's case, Jack, he's an exterior grading contractor, so there's probably not a lot of material provided. He's probably doing some grading for monsoon prep and surface drainage and landscaping. And so it's a matter of an hour, a number of hours on his grading tractor and stuff like that. But again, those of you, and again, speaking to the bigger audience, you can be a legally operating handyman. I would encourage you homeowners that are using these legally operating handyman, make sure, like the director says, that they are insured and bonded. And there are handymen that live out there in that world, and that's all they do.
And I would also ask,
and do a great job.
You're exactly right, Rosie. But I would also ask, just like we do, that we recommend for licensed contractors, even if you're hiring a handyman, I would still ask for referrals. I would ask for other projects they've done so that you can see their work. And we recommend that for licensed contractors, so it's really important to do the same thing for handymen.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the licensing requirements, and something new that you are instigating. I know it's been around, the capacity to do it have been around, but you're actually bringing it to the forefront with the background checks.
Well, the statute's been in place since 2002, and the agency did spot background checks on applicants, and in particular on felony applicants. Now, starting just this month, we are starting to review all new applications and requiring a background check. In the past, one of the problems was it took 6 to 8 weeks to get the results back from the FBI back in Washington. The people would print, it would go to DPS here in Arizona, and then back to the FBI. We now have a new system in place where we get a 1 or 2 day turnaround, and it went from $22 to $8.
And then the time.
And the time, like I said, from 6 to 8 weeks to 1 or 2 day turnaround.
Yeah, so there you go. So background checks now are going to be instigated at every new license application?
Every new license application will have to go through the background check, and it's pretty easy. Like I said, it's less expensive.
I just can't imagine how many licensees there would have been not holding a license had we gotten to this sooner. But let's talk about the fact that, you know, the majority of Arizona, nine of all the licenses, what are they? What did Tyler tell me the other day? 45,000 active licenses?
Yeah, at peak, we had, you know, close to 60,000 in the peak of the economy, 2007, 2008. Now we're about 45,000. And we've come across, you know, licensees that have had convictions in the past that give us a concern.
Yeah, and I want to cover another point of that. Look, folks, listen to me. 97% of licensed contractors never or seldom get a complaint. 3% of the licensed contractors are the ones that are driving the majority of Director William Mundell's activities as far as the enforcement goes. So I and Director, you can turn your mic off and excuse yourself because you're not going to want to be a part of the rest of this conversation. Folks, if you go to the Register's website and you see a licensed, bonded, insured contractor and he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 complaints, know that he's operating in the bottom 3% of performances. Do you hear me? Can you hear me? And I want to tell you that some of the biggest advertising contractors in the state live in that world. Aren't you glad you had your mic turned off?
I had it on, but I may have some comments after the break.
Okay. All right. Very good.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you have a comment as well.